What would you call a building you might store corn in?
That was a crib or a barn. Uh-huh. Some of them called it the barn, it's called crib. And they call it corn bins now. Everything, but back in my day it was called a corn crib. Now I can tell you, that's back in the beginning. But it don't carry that name now.
Where'd you keep your grain at?
In that crib. Uh-huh. You see, now there's one thing you might not understand. You couldn't keep your stuff in a place now like you did then. Mm-hmm. You see, air corn, see that corn was pulled in the shuck. Mm-hmm. That was stored even with the shuck on it. Mm-hmm. You had to shuck it and then shell it mm-hmm. before. But now then, you see, they call it combining it now. Mm-hmm. They shell it, mm-hmm. shuck, shell it, and pull it, and grind it, and all at the same time. Well, mm-hmm. they got to put that in a bin. That's what they call that bin now. Mm-hmm. You see, you could build a pen out there and put 1,000 bushels and have it 100 foot high and fill it up with corn in the shuck mm-hmm. and not even nail it. Mm-hmm. And it would stay there. Mm-hmm. Well, it takes some kind, you got to have bands and everything else around something there to hold this shell. See, it crawled, mm-hmm. it bust out a brick wall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It had a little water in it?
And it crawled.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see. You see, it. Uh-huh. But air corn, you can just throw it out there, and if you ever get it stuck, you could tear the wall around it, and it would stay right there. Mm-hmm. You see, you got to tear it down.
Yeah.
That's where you store it in the air. Mm-hmm. But peanuts the same way. Mm-hmm. You got to put chain braces from this wall to the other and over yonder to keep that wall from busting apart where you put the peanuts in there. Mm-hmm.
What kinds of peanuts do you have around here?
There's what they call a Spanish. What they call it, the Virginia bunch. That's a bunch, big peanut. Mm-hmm. And then there's a Dixie runner. Mm-hmm. And then there's four runners. Now all of this year I'm telling you about is a bred up peanut. Mm-hmm. Now we used to have what they call the old timey North Carolina runners. Mm-hmm. But all of this other new is new. And some of these peanuts ain't 5 years old.
Uh-huh. Would you ever have different names for different kinds of peanuts if you had maybe a round one that only had one peanut inside it?
No, there was no different name for that because any peanuts have peanuts. You can pull up a bunch of them out there that you'll find some with one in it, some two, and some three, and some. Sometimes you find one with four in it. Mm-hmm. But then that wouldn't be no different peanut at all.
Would you ever hear different names for peanuts besides, you know, just peanuts? Maybe people might call them?
Well, yeah, they used to call them. A lot of people say, call them penders. Uh-huh. Now, I have heard that a pender mm-hmm. was a different thing to. But I never did see it if it was. Mm-hmm. What y'all doing, shelling peanuts? Y'all shelling penders? Mm-hmm. Gathering penders? Mm-hmm. And I don't know. And some call them goobers, but they tell me there is a regular, I have heard there was a regular goober. Now I don't know. Mm-hmm. But now I'm just telling you what I heard. I'm, but as far as me ever seeing one, mm-hmm. But I've heard people call them goobers.
Mm-hmm. What'd you do with the hay, if you gathered a lot of it, and you didn't put it in a barn, what might you do with it?
There ain't nothing you can do with it. You've got to put it in a barn, either. Mm-hmm. Now, they've got to where they could put rolling it up now, and they claim it'll take the weather out of China. Uh-huh. But they ain't never made me believe none to take this weather. Mm-hmm. You'd have to get it tighter than any I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I'm talking like I'm talking, mm-hmm. I know nothing like that, but when you see things like you done know that. Mm-hmm. You see, I done seen it, but they ain't ever made me believe that you could. You'd have to have it. Now, I went out and checked it, and I told my boys, I said, if that there don't get what they claimed, you could just leave it laying right out there, mm-hmm. and it'd be good this time next year. Mm-hmm. Now, y'all ain't gonna make me believe this. I'd go out there, I examined it, felt it. Mm-hmm. I said, this shall get wet through with a week's rain. I said, it would be a dry spring in it. Mm-hmm. Someone got that, well, so that is loose. Mm-hmm. Now, you go out there and cut hay. Mm-hmm. If you'd have cut some before this last week's rain had come, mm-hmm. and hadn't had no sunshine on it, well, you could call yourself, you've lost that hay. Mm-hmm. Cause it's done right. Mm-hmm.